I would agree with that. I think it was a good performance. I felt that we started well and looked like the dominant team, created a lot of chances. Slightly frustrating in that period, we didn't quite get the breakthrough, but then the tackle, the sending off, which was a red card, has changed the dynamics of the game anyway. And I'm pleased to say we took full advantage. It's not always easy to do that, or it's not always something that you do. Brighton couldn't take that advantage of us 2 weeks ago, and similarly, we couldn't beat Preston on Saturday. But we did take full advantage on this occasion, and our passing and our movement was very good, and we got the result that we needed. So it certainly takes us into Saturday's home game with Huddersfield, you know, with a good win and some optimism and hopefully some confidence.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, some confidence certainly, because it wasn't just 3 points, but the manner of the performance was impressive as well.
Yeah, performances are very important and go along with results in breeding confidence. Confidence is hard earned, and it's easily lost in any professional sport, and you have to earn it. You have to go and earn it again. And while we're all pleased we've sat with Tuesday, and we're hopeful that it encourages our players, for the supporters there, they will certainly be encouraged. But we have to earn it all over again on Saturday and make sure that we have the right attitude, the right application to really get our crowd behind us. We're looking forward to getting back to Molineux. It's, you know, 3 games on the road, and we have a home game on Saturday, and we want to put on a performance that makes our supporters proud.
A quick word on Shea Ojo, because he came on and really changed the game, or added to it certainly, and showed the fans what he can do.
He did, and you know, he's made a good impact. He's at 18. I think he has a very good future. I think as this season goes, he will improve, get used to the Championship, gain confidence, and has, I feel, a lot of ability and a lot to give the club.
Looking ahead now, as you mentioned, Huddersfield on Saturday. What are you expecting from them?
They've had a good run of late, very good run, and like all Championship clubs, be well organised with good players. So we have to be very wary, we have to be respectful, we have to do our work. But after that, we don't worry too much then about, you know, whoever the opposition are. It's about getting our game right. And if you get yourself and your team with good attitude, good balance, good tempo to your football and your play, because in an ideal world, we do want to play fast, flowing football on the floor, and an attractive attacking brand of football, and if we can get that right, we feel we can be a match for any team in the league. And you know, we're looking to really see if we can hit top form on Saturday.
The two league games between the sides last season yielded a lot of goals. I know it was a defeat at Molineux for Wolves, but hopefully more entertaining football on Saturday.
Yeah, you do want to entertain. But bottom line is obviously results and is winning. You know, I understand that. But also we want it to be attacking. We want it to be good football, and we do want it to be entertaining. Yes, so we have to do our very best on Saturday to get the crowd behind us. They've been excellent again and really encouraged us, and you know, made a big contribution. And on Saturday again, which is a really big game for the club, we want to go into that international break on a positive.
Jack Price and McDonald, we spoke about the other day, and they played well again at Fulham. Might have a bit of a selection dilemma now, because Cody and Edwards should be back.
Yeah, I hope so. And you know, we would want to be as strong as we possibly can in all departments, and try to have two players for every one position. And if we want to challenge and be strong, that's where we need to get to. So yes, in terms of competition for the midfield places, it is strong. I'm very confident in all of those players. They all have different strengths, but together, when they're right, you know, it can be a very good area for us, central midfield, if those guys can maintain top form.
I know you've already spoken briefly about the chairman's decision to stand down, but just a quick word. Were you surprised by his decision?
Yes, I was, but you know, I respect it. I respect whatever decision that Steve and the board of directors make. They'll have their own reasons, and for me, it's about this week, the Fulham game and the Huddersfield game, and getting as many points as possible. When you do get games on top of each other, it's a great chance to get a little run together, and if you can be successful, the table can suddenly look different from wherever you are, and that's been the case with ourselves. And you know, if we need to, you know, any proof of that, you can see what a win at home on Saturday would do for us in terms of the table. But it's one thing saying it and another doing it. It's a situation where we have to earn that on Saturday. So all of my focus is on the football, and obviously above me, I respect whatever decisions are made.